Early on, Burroughs focuses on a particular Broadway block to define the territory as well as type of addict. The hipster bebop junkies never showed at 103rd Street. The 103rd Street boys were all old-timers. So making an important spatial and temporal distinction that anticipates the one he gives later on in Mexico, no zoot suiters, the hipster has gone underground, which in turn conveys an ethnic dimension. Zoot suits, with broad padded shoulders, were worn by Mexican Americans and associated with racial tension and riots in Southern California during 1943, and marks the rise of a true heroin counterculture. The End of Junkie describes the nationwide hysteria that spread from the police state legislation passed in Louisiana, referencing the Boggs Act of 1951, which imposed harsh mandatory sentences at a time when the post-war epidemic was actually in decline. A sign, as Burroughs claimed in a letter at this time, that the real significance of these scandalous laws is political. Finally, the long section of Junkie set in the Public Health Service Narcotic Hospital at Lexington is especially significant because it gives a first-hand description of the key federal institution, important not only for the treatment of addiction, but for medical research. From the 1950s, this included secret CIA experiments and the development of policy over four decades. Lexington opened in 1935 when addiction was seen in public health terms as a contagious sickness, and the narcotic farm was designed, as Caroline Acker has shown, to segregate addicts out of the prison system and, maybe, to rehabilitate them using techniques of moral and social adjustment. In 1946, Lexington's intake was 600. In 1949, there were nearly 3,000 admissions. In 1950, over 5,500. This massive increase featured two key demographic changes. As Jill Jones notes, there were 214 black admissions in 1949. In 1950, the figure was 1,460. The other feature was an equally spectacular rise in the number of young addicts, and in 1951, a special new juvenile ward was opened to cope with the problem. As Bill Gaines says, with a gloating smile for emphasis, "Yes, Lexington is full of young kids now." Bill Gaines, in fact, deserves a special mention. With his cruel, vampiric smile, he is a significant exception that proves a particular rule in Junkie. "If you have a commodity, you naturally want customers," Lee notes. But Gaines was one of the few junkies who really took a special pleasure in seeing non-users get a habit.